Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 259 for Monday, February 9th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were up slightly Monday morning amid some choppy activity. Support came from the weaker Canadian dollar as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Canola values were anywhere from $1.50 to $2 higher. March was up $1.70 at $4.61.30 per ton. Some spillover support also came from the advances seen in Malaysian palm oil futures overnight. Chicago soybean and soy oil futures were also up slightly Monday morning. Chart-based buying and steady commercial demand for Canadian canola supplies were also underpinning the market. However, weakness in European rapeseed futures helped to limit the advances. Expectations at the USDA will show very large global oilseed supplies in their monthly supply and demand report due out on February 10th were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn and soybean futures were up slightly, as was wheat. Positioning ahead of Tuesday's monthly USDA report was feature in all three markets. Chicago soybean futures were slightly firmer. They were trading anywhere from unchanged to 5 cents higher. March was up 4¾ cents at $9.78¼ per bushel. Expectations at the USDA will show a slight decline in U.S. ending stocks, as demand has been very strong so far this year, was underpinning the market. However, reports of beneficial rainfall seen in northern Brazil over the weekend limited the advances, as did the large global supply situation. Corn futures were also up slightly. Values were anywhere from 1 to 4 cents higher, March up 4¼ cents at $3.90 per bushel. Crude oil values moved higher Monday morning, which was positive for corn due to its relationship with the ethanol industry. Strength in outside energy markets was also underpinning the market. Expectations that U.S. corn acreage will decrease this spring kept a firm floor under the market as well. However, reports of corn exports out of Ukraine being strong and the large global supply situation limited the advances. Wheat values were steady to higher Monday morning, trading anywhere from 1 to 3 cents stronger, March up 2.5 cents at $5.29.5 a bushel. There remains hope that Egypt will issue a tender for U.S. wheat supplies in the near future, which was supportive. Ongoing worries about the state of the U.S. winter wheat crop also underpin the market, though news of improving conditions in Russia were bearish. Disappointing export news for U.S. supplies last week, after several countries issued tenders for wheat, was also overhanging the market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, February 9th. I'm Taryn Shields.